Liverpool's legacy. Another favourite myth of the Labour right is that the militant-led Liverpool Council was a disaster for the impoverished city. Tony Mulhern, one of the councillors who took part in that struggle, replied in The Guardian on the 16th of August. John Hoggart, Guardian Letters, the 15th of August, believes Liverpool's militant-led socialist council left a disastrous legacy and Thatcher had us on a string. Is that why the Iron Lady conceded £60 million to the city, the only one to gain anything from that government? Is that why Liverpool became the object of a hysterical hate campaign against a single city by the forces of the establishment, similar to the current anti-Corbyn campaign, with Murdoch's son, Maxwell's Mirror and right-wing Labour leader Neil Kinnock spearheading the poisonous attack? We built 5,000 new houses, 6 sports centres, cancelled thousands of redundancies, opened 6 new nursery schools, and created thousands of real jobs from which the youth benefited. That's why demonstrations of up to 50,000 marched through the city in our support, and we received the largest council votes ever recorded. Some disaster. Some legacy. As to Liverpool Labour's loss of control, that can be directly linked to Labour's policy of embracing Blairism with its appalling consequences for jobs and services. Take off your jaundiced spectacles, Mr. Hoggart, and admit what a fighting Labour Party can achieve. Tony Mulhern, Liverpool councillor and president of Liverpool Labour Party, 1980-85.